Uncle Monster's Spooky Time Fright Hour, your source for the straight poop on all things supernatural. We're your hosts. My name is Chris Anderson, but if you went to high school with me, you can call me Shibble.
And I'm Ethan Sereski. And if you hit your horn and it plays Dixie, something's wrong.
Boy, I couldn't agree more.
I mean, if I hit my horn and it played, I would know that there was an electrical problem.
I mean, what if I was a Duke of Hazzard?
Well, then I guess it's going fine, but I'm saying currently, in current time.
Okay, no, it's true. Right now, I am not a Duke of Hazzard County.
Oh, okay.
thankfully, Sedgwick County.
Are you thinking of running for Duke of your county?
No, I believe Duke was not a position. That was their last name. They were the Duke boys.
I don't care. Are you planning on running for Duke of your county?
Well, I mean, I think as an American, I will never bow to royalty, but I certainly will wear the crown if necessary.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for clearing that up.
The people are the ones that are demanding I be the Duke of Sedgwick County.
Well, like all weeks on Uncle Monster's Spooky Time Fright Hour, one of us, Shibble this week, has done incredible research, a ton of work, looking up this cryptid that I have no idea what it is, because the other one of us, me, has done nothing. I haven't. I've just been waiting to record. I've been watching some TV. But either way, I am just stoked to find out what the cryptid is this week. Shibble, let us know.
This week, we're talking about The Rock.
You mean to tell me that we're going to talk about a wrestler?
No, we are not going to be talking about everyone's favorite beefcake, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He is likable.
No, I mean, he's a lot. It's a shame that he's never once done a good movie.
Wait, are you telling me you haven't seen Rampage?
I have not seen Rampage.
It's bad too. No, that's also bad.
For a guy that is like such a huge movie star.
Big movie star, yeah.
And is the most likable man on earth.
Almost, no, he's not. Shaq is, but come on.
He's up there. He's up there.
He's in second tier. Yeah, absolutely.
He's for some reason never once done a good movie.
What about The Notebook?
You're thinking of Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds.
Nope, you're thinking of Ryan Gosling.
I always do that. Ryan Gosling, that's right. I always do that too.
Yeah. The Rock, the Ryans, you get all three of them mixed up in a big triangle.
So let's talk cryptids. What is the cryptid this week if it's not the wrestler?
It's The Rock spelled R-O-C.
Oh, like Rockefeller Records.
Yes, but listen. Before we get too much further, my brother, do I have some exciting news for you? It's time to open the mailbag. Wrong.
Oh, I thought he said, it's the mail. Wait, play it again. Watch. Yeah, we got the mailbag.
No, The Rock is cooking up a trip to open up the mailbag.
Open up the mailbag. Reach inside, read by the light of the moon. Open up the mailbag. The segment starts soon. You sent us your emails, you sent us your DMs. Now this is a segment where I'm going to read them. If you were an email or you were a DM, this segment would be to read you, my friend. Just to read you, just to read you, oh, to read you. Oh. Open up the inside, read by the light of the moon. Open up the mailbag. The segment starts soon. It's starting soon. It's starting soon. It's starting soon.
It's That was very good. I really enjoyed that. I was bobbing my head. I think everyone's gonna. That's a big hit.
Fingers crossed, listeners. If you want your very own mailbag bumper, send something into the mailbag. You can reach us at UncleMonsterPodcast@gmail.com. This week's mailbag, though, is coming to us through the question and answer portion of Spotify.
Oh, I did not know they had one.
That's how Darcy reached out to us for our last mailbag segment. It seems like this feature's catching on fire. This one was on our episode from Not Deer, from longtime listener Danica Fugit.
Mm-hmm. We love Danica.
Big shout out to Danica. Big Always shout. Great to hear from you. With us since season one.
Talented artist, too.
Yes, great stuff. Her response to our episode about Not Deer was, loved it. Could it remove its hooves and reveal human hands?
Oh.
What do you think, Ethan?
It's not a deer, so that certainly seems like it could be in its not deer wheelhouse.
It's true. Certainly deer can't do that.
Well, that was my point. I don't want you to think that I think deer can remove their paws and have human hands, because that's crazy.
No, they don't even have paws. They have hooves.
They have hooves.
Cloven hooves.
Oh, like Satan.
Yes, just like Satan, who is a master of trickery.
Do you think if you remove Satan's... Yes. What happens if you remove Satan's hooves?
He falls over.
I was going to say he has ice skates.
Ah!
I'm not picturing Satan, and you take him off, and he just starts skating.
Just ice skates under
just there. A beautiful skater.
He's on one of those cold levels of hell. Those are the worst ones.
Yeah, Dante wrote all about them, right?
Probably. So, that's our mailbag. Danica, thank you so much for writing in.
Thank you, Danica.
Always great to hear from you.
Absolutely.
Now, Ethan, back to The Rock.
Right.
I have a feeling that's something I'm going to be saying quite a few times in the course of this episode.
Well, that is the subject of the episode.
Yes. You don't know what it is, though.
You don't
know what it is.
I have guesses.
Okay, well, maybe you can tell me a little bit about those guesses when we enter your mind palace.
Memories. Things that happened to you as a child. Things that you saw on television. A book that you read. Things that never happened.
Huh.
Enter your mind palace.
Here I am in my mind palace.
All right, fantastic. What do you see in the files?
I'm looking through the things that never happened file.
Okay.
Yeah.
That seems like a great place to look for information on a possibly mythical creature.
Yes. But I assume they're all real. That's how I like to get down.
Okay, well then you're in the wrong section.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're going to want to head over to the things that have happened.
I was trying to do feet. Ready?
Okay. That was radio, baby.
Yeah, that was me walking. You like that? I have my own soundboard. All right, so The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Guess number one. You tell me if I'm right, because I think I'm going to nail it this week. I really do. I'm not even
All
joking.
Right, called shot, pointing at the bleachers.
That's right. The Rock is an escape-proof, maximum-security federal island prison off the coast of San Francisco. No?
Nope.
You are wrong.
That is, once again, I'm going to reach out to you on the spelling here. This is spelled R-O-C. You're thinking of The Rock, a.k.a. Alcatraz. That's
right.
Got an A on it.
What?
It's same. They're homophones? Homonyms?
Homophones, they sound.
Homophones.
Wait, you're saying that the word rock has a K in it, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, so that isn't it.
Yeah, you're spelling it wrong. Okay, so do you have any other guesses?
I do. The Rock is an American TV drama created by Stan Daniels that aired from August 1991 to May 1994, starring Charles Dutton as a Baltimore garbage collector.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah, what was it called again?
That was called The Rock.
Oh, it was actually just called Rock.
Oh, Rock. Okay, well, this is The Rock. This isn't just Rock.
Oh, that's part of it. Oh, you could have told me that.
Well, I did tell you it was The Rock.
You're right. You're right. But I figured it could be Rock also. So let me get to my last. Okay. All right. I'm going to tell you. This is going to be right. And I'm going to tell you how I know.
Okay. How do you know it's going to be right?
In Empires and Puzzles, the RPG Match 3 phone game that I frequent on my cellular phone, there is a character named Rock. And most of their characters are based on mythical creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is a humongous bird with sandblasting powers and a lot of mana.
Well, let me tell you, you might be right.
Awesome.
You might be wrong.
Oh.
My Match 3 game of choice for my phone is, of course, Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Oh, that's cool. I never tried it.
It's not bad. I mean, as far as Match, you're just...
I've been playing Empires and Puzzles for 6.5 years.
Yeah, that's about how long I've been with Marvel Puzzles.
Really? God, that's bizarre. I've never had a connection like that with a game.
You just need something on your phone. You need a thing to distract yourself, and odds are good whichever one you start on first is going to be like fine for that purpose, and you'll just never stop.
I always want to spend money on it, and I have to stop myself.
Yeah. I've thankfully gotten to the point where I've leveled where, like, to really get an advantage from spending money, I would have to spend a lot of money.
Oh, no,
and I'm definitely not going to do that.
No.
That's how this, like, I dropped like $10 in there when I started just to get the ball rolling.
Then I'll spend $10.
Yeah. I mean, you're throwing some money at the game developers. That's fine.
Number one, you're getting that much money of fun out of it every time you play it. I mean, and so I'm being serious. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, I mean, if I had spent $10 on a game for my console and I played it for 6 years, I'd be like, hell yeah, that was worth the $10.
Yeah, I mean, that's an investment.
Anyway, Ethan.
Yeah.
Enough about Match 3 phone games.
No more Empires and Puzzles?
No. Let's get back to The Rock, because I want to tell you about it, and I want to tell you in the form of narrative fiction.
Oh my God, that must mean it's story time.
It's story time.
It's story time. It's story time. It's story time with Uncle Monster.
Story time.
Story time. It's story time. It's story time with Uncle Monster. Story time!
You take a long drag off of your vape rig and exhale an opaque white cloud of birthday cake scented fumes. This is such BS, you spit out to no one in particular. It's not easy being a vaping teen. But you, Shane Graberman, have the weight of the world on your shoulders. Are you okay?
It's not easy being a vaping teen. What kind of, that's the best thing I've ever heard.
You take out your cell phone and call your girlfriend, McCourtney. Hey, baby. What's going shitty, if I'm being honest? It's going really shitty. No, my boss is just making me run a delivery all the way out to Wiremill Road, even though my shift is basically, like, already over. Like, it's basically over already, for real. What the fuck? Yeah, he really sucks. And now I probably won't be done until, like, 10:30. Will you wait up for me? Yeah, I miss your kisses too, baby. I can't wait till we're Frenching later. Yeah, I'll text when I'm on my way. Laters. Your boss, Gary, total dickhead, hands you a pizza bag with a couple of pies in it, and you're on your way to stupid Wiremill Road. Why would Gary even say we'd deliver all the way out there? It's going to take forever. The pizza's going to be cold, so you're not going to get any kind of tip. You angrily puff on birthday cake flavored water vapor. After driving for what feels like roughly 1 million hours, you turn onto Wiremill Road. It winds up the side of some corny ass mountain at the edge of town. You double check your GPS, and the house is at the very freaking end of the street. Ugh! You're tempted to pull over and take a shit on these pizzas. Just to teach these pricks a lesson. But Gary said that if he caught you doing that again, he'd have to suspend you. You finally pull up to the property, and of course there's a gate. A big iron gate. So now you need to buzz in on the intercom and be like, Godfather's Pizza will make you a pizza you can't refuse, or whatever. They don't even respond or anything. The gate just unlocks. Then you need to push the gates open, get back in your car, drive up this long-ass bougie driveway to this big creepy house. They knew you were on the property there to deliver the pizzas. Do you think they were at the front door ready to take them from you? Of course not. You bang on the ornate bronze door knocker, and soon the door opens with a creak. On the other side of that door is the hottest babe you have ever seen in your life. She makes McCourtney look like a total uggo.
McCourtney.
And she's wearing this red silk robe that barely covers anything. It's the pizza boy's dream. Hi, you squeak. I've got two sausage pies for a busty LaRoche. Thank God. I can't wait to get a taste of that hot sausage. She says breathily, as she slowly trails a finger along the hem of her robe. And that's when everything changed. You hear a sudden ear-splitting screech from above you, and then feel a sharp pain in your shoulders. Busty LaRoche screams in terror as you drop your pizzas and are lifted into the sky. The wind rushes past your ears as you soar away, clutched by a large pair of talons. And you look up and realize you're being carried by the shoulders by a bird that's bigger than your high school. It looks out across the horizon with glassy black eyes. The air is cold and thin at this height. This day has gone from bad to worse. And it's not over. It flies towards the old quarry outside of town. And as it approaches, it releases its grip. Your body traces a gentle arc downward and forward towards the jagged rocks below. You spend a solid 12.8 seconds in free fall, but you can't enjoy it. You can only think about how lame all this is.
You can't enjoy it?
It's so lame that you, Shane Graberman, have wound up a birthday cake-scented snack for The Rock.
Yes!
That's right. That's The Rock. It is a giant bird.
Oh, well, I haven't... I don't think I've ever been right before.
No, you crushed this one.
I'm very excited. Thank God for Empires and Puzzles. Couldn't enjoy his free fall. That sucked.
No, it's because he was mostly worried about the rocks. Because
free falls into, you know, sharp rocks, you know, people are known for enjoying those and not screaming.
Well, you know, like if you were free falling out of a plane, you know, but you had a parachute.
I would hate that.
Or if you were bungee jumping, people like that. He can't enjoy it, though.
Nor can I. I'm with him. I love that story. And now I understand what the rock is a little bit. I know it's a bird the size of Stanford High? I mean, West Hill?
Accounts vary, but I'm going to say that's going to be my guess.
Okay, that is a very big bird. How come its talons were small enough to carry you?
It was being very delicate.
Oh, it was. That's kind of cute. All right.
Like, it was trying to just pick you up by your shirt, but it didn't quite do it.
Oh.
Now, it is a gigantic Middle Eastern bird.
Oh,
by some accounts, as large as a mountain. Its name comes from the Arabic rook.
Oh, and I don't understand how they got.
How it got from rook to rock.
Oh, okay. No, now I see. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, do you have any facts for us this week?
Yes, I have Layla Presents Rock Facts.
Layla Presents Rock Facts.
Number one, tell me about rock.
Rock Emerson, a city garbage collector, balances the pressures of work with the everyday crises of family life in an effort to do what he thinks is best for his wife and kids. Most of the episodes are fairly typical sitcom storylines, but occasionally deal with more serious topics, such as racism.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that was a topic that they
Well, you know, even Saved by the Bell, you know, it was hardly ever serious, but then there was that one episode where the guy, the anti-drug guy, left a joint on the floor in the bathroom, and they went nuts. They didn't know what to do. Oh, and Jesse got addicted to caffeine.
Yeah. You know, this is back when you could tackle a more serious topic in your shows.
Yeah. I'm so excited. You know the line, right?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so scared.
I would like an autograph from whoever wrote that on that script. That would be so sick.
I'm not going to see what I
can. I'll go on eBay. Don't worry about it.
Number two, why would you name your character Rock?
And the answer, is Rock is Charles Dutton's real nickname.
Okay, everybody who knows him, they call him Rock.
They call him Rock.
Is it because with his bald head, it looks kind of like a big rock?
It's because he's a giant bird.
Oh, okay. It's great that he doesn't get typecast then.
Yeah, no. It's nice that he could play like, you know, a husband in a sitcom and not, you know, on some kind of horror movie.
Yeah.
Number three. Wait, who performed the theme song of the third season?
En Vogue!
Wow. What Free Your get. Mind. I mean, that was a classic jam, Free Your Mind.
And the rest will follow. Dun, dun, dun. Be colorblind. Don't be so shallow. That was dope. I love that song.
Oh, yeah. Great song. Now, enough of the Charles Dutton rock. Let's get back to the rock. That's giant bird. The rock.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've got sources as diverse as 14th century Maghrebi scholar Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Battuta, Rabbi Benjamin of Tudela, and Marco Polo. All of these people have reported sightings of a bird of prey large enough to carry off cattle, oxen, and even elephants. These are stories of the rock from all these different types of
people. I think that's convincing. I mean, Marco Polo, a historical figure, an explorer, spaghetti finder.
It's true. He found spaghetti, you guys. We can also find, but because there are all these different sources, their details don't always match up.
That's okay. We've been here before. We'll take the ones we like and that sound true, and the other ones we shall discard.
Yeah. Now, who wrote this?
This is good. Look at my coffee.
Oh, looks
That's
great.
That's a good shade. I find that it makes me urinate often.
It is a diuretic.
Yeah, I learned that last episode when I asked you.
Now, this was written by, I believe, Antonio Bicafetta, who sailed around the world with Ferdinand Magellan.
Oh, that's cool.
This is a quote from this guy. It was for all the world like an eagle, but one indeed of enormous size. So big, in fact, its quills were 12 paces long.
It's what?
Quills.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And thick in proportion. And it was so strong that it will seize an elephant in its talons and carry him high into the air and drop him so that he is smashed to pieces.
Oh, to see that.
Yeah, no, you could sell tickets to that.
At a circus, you could sell tickets to that.
Yeah, time to retire Bulbo.
to retire? That's how they retire him, when a bird drops him on the rocks?
Yeah. And then having killed him that way, the bird swoops down on him and eats him at his leisure.
Oh, okay.
So he's a bird of prey, and that's his method of killing.
It's nice not to have to rush.
Yeah. And they're said to fly as far off as Madagascar.
Oh, from the movie.
Yes. They should have put that. They should have had a rock in there. Who would you have had voice him?
I didn't see Madagascar.
Okay, well, I remember you got David Schwimmer in there.
Oh, do you? He was also in that movie where a monkey played first base.
No, that was the guy that played Joey.
Oh, okay. I like him better than
that. That was Ed.
I thought he was... The guy who played Joey wasn't named Ed.
No, the movie was named Ed.
Oh, he was Matthew Perry.
No, Matthew Perry played Chandler Bing.
I don't fucking know Friends. I never liked Friends.
It was Matt LeBlanc was his name.
Okay. Well, he's excellent in Ed.
Well, I'm sure. Well, so much for negging my concept of hypothetically thinking who we would cast to play The Rock.
I've never seen that again. Okay, here we go. David Schwimmer would play The Rock.
He's already playing someone else. You want him dual cast?
Two characters. He's that good.
You think he's got the range for that?
He's that good.
Fair enough. I'm going to say you can't go wrong with a Robin Williams.
Oh, except, well, you can because he's dead.
Wasn't at the time. Totally allowed.
And would still be funny now.
Oh, yeah. It'd be even funnier if they cast him.
Played by Robin Williams' corpse, we have The Rock.
Played by an AI-generated Robin Williams against the wishes of his family.
Well, they could probably get his corpse moving with some of the animatronics.
Yeah, that I'm pretty sure would also be very much against the wishes of his family.
If you're going to annoy the family, you might as well go all out.
It's true. Now, let's see. Here we go. That guy, Pigafetta, reported seeing it in the South China Sea, so it goes that far east as well. So it seems like if you want to like draw a center, the center of that area is going to be the Middle East. That's probably where it's going to nest.
Okay. Not much going on there.
Well, things have been pretty busy these days.
Oh, have they? Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Rock appears in the Kebra Nagast, which is the national epic of Ethiopia.
It's their favorite story?
It's like the official story of the country.
That's, yeah.
Like you would think of like King Arthur as being the national epic of England.
What would ours be? Hellraiser?
Roots.
Oh, no, that's English too. Roots. Roots is great.
I don't know. There might be an official answer, but it's something that like a government decides.
No, it should be Roots.
It should be, though. this is the national epic.
What's your name, bird? I'm not going to do the Kunta Kinte scene with the bird going rock. I was going to do it, but I'm not.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I thought about it first.
I know, and you still sort of did it. And saying that I thought about it and explaining the joke is still sort of doing it.
Really?
Kind of.
Oh, now, I thought I was going to get credit. Okay.
Now, The Rock even appears in, yes, the Kebra Nagast, the mm-hmm. national epic of Ethiopia, which is considered to be canonical by the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. So this is biblically true. The Rock is in the Ethiopian Bible.
Wait, so it's canon in the Ethiopian Bible as well as in the story?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just trying to follow. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's another... both the government of Ethiopia and the Church of Ethiopia consider this to be true.
Okay. I do too, incidentally.
Now, the Kebra Nagast details the genealogy descended from King Solomon, but it also talks a little bit about the construction of Solomon's temple.
Mm.
The Rock was said to deliver the final piece of lumber that was needed to construct Solomon's temple.
Must have been big.
Probably. He's a big bird.
Yeah, you don't bring him in for like just a steeple.
No. This piece of wood was then girded with 30 pieces of silver, and it was said to transform the Queen of Sheba's foot from a goat foot back into a human foot.
Did the Queen of Sheba have a goat foot?
Apparently. I missed how that happened.
Oh, I thought I had missed you saying something. I was like, that didn't make much sense.
This is a brand new character. Okay. Like, bring in the Queen of Sheba with the goat foot.
I was like, I don't remember you saying anything about the Queen of Sheba. Was the Queen of Sheba a real person?
According to the government of Ethiopia, yes.
Where did The Gods Must Be Crazy takes place?
I don't know.
That was a funny movie.
It was.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Now, yes, it was girded with these silver rings, these mm-hmm. 30 silver rings after that to recognize what a great piece of wood it is.
Oh.
Now, these 30 silver rings were later melted down and used to make the silver coins that paid off Judas for betraying Jesus. And that piece of wood became the true cross.
Oh, holy shit. Look at that tie-in. I was not expecting that.
That's right. The rock played a very important role in the crucifixion.
Wait, I'm picturing a very big piece of wood. So like they just took a little sliver and made the cross.
No, I mean, it's not like it's a piece of wood the size of, you know, it can't West be bigger Hill. Than a tree. Do you know what I mean? Like trees only get so big.
It could if it's a bunch of trees gnarled together.
I mean, it could be that he ripped up a 5,000-year-old tree.
Oh, that would be horrible. I hope not.
Yeah, I think that's the worst part of the crucifixion was it's, frankly, it's carbon footprint.
You know what the worst part really was? The dick who walked...
I hope they reused that cross.
The dick who walked up and, like, took his spear and poked him. Longinus, yeah. He's an asshole.
Yeah, real dick move.
Perfect. It's like, you're having a bad day now? How about this? Bink!
We are recording this on Easter, so it's topical.
Everyone's going to love it.
Yeah, boy, this is going to really heat up the SEO.
I'm going to hashtag Jesus, and God is good.
That's, frankly, tell me when you're doing something different. Now, the evidence of the rock comes from as far away as Sri Lanka. In a temple called the Embaka Temple, built by King Vikramabahu III in the 14th century, depicts an elephant-hunting bird that could cast a shadow the size of a cloud.
Of West Hill.
Yeah, a cloud the size of West Hill.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's, you know, a cloud could, I don't know how big clouds are. That's not easy to picture.
No, I don't have much of a sense of scale for clouds. They can block out the sun, so...
Do you know when you see a cloud and it like on a normal day, nothing weird going on, and it's just still in the sky? It's moving at 80 miles an hour, and you can't see it move. That's when it's not moving quickly.
Yeah, because it's just keeping pace with us.
Yeah.
Now, the rock appear also in something called the Fra Mauro map, named after a guy called Fra Mauro.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it doesn't happen today. Wait
no,
for it.
No. Now, this map was created in 1450 by a Venetian cartographer that is to this day considered the greatest map of the medieval era.
Wow.
And it says on there that sailors discovered rock eggs down around the Cape of Good Hope.
Is rock his species or his name?
I believe it's a species.
Okay.
And I guess it lays because it's laying eggs, so there must be more of them. Now, some rough calculations. When we hear about this story of the elephant being dropped, I wanted to find out what's going on with that. I want to do some math.
Right, it's interesting when elephants get dropped and smashed on rocks.
Yeah I want to crunch some numbers.
I want to crunch some elephants.
Yeah, so now we find out Asian elephants, since it's probably mostly going to be, we're hearing this in Sri Lanka, so I figured let's check out the Asian elephant. And those bad boys weigh about 8,800 pounds.
Wow. Over 4 tons. Man, that's crazy.
Yeah. Now, birds, their highest recorded height that a bird will fly is 5,000 feet.
Okay. So that's high for a bird. I got you.
So I'm going to say that's going to be as high as this guy can go.
I would think that he'd be able to go. I think he'd be able to do more than a normal bird.
I think maybe, but I want to include
an
elephant. And also, at some point, the atmosphere gets so thin that it wouldn't be able to support something that large.
Okay, so it's able to carry an elephant and go up to 5,000 feet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, that means let's see. An elephant dropped from 5,000 feet would hit the earth at a speed of roughly 380 miles per hour. the impact would have the energy of roughly 60 million joules. Now, a car crash at 60 miles an hour will hit with about 770,000 joules. So if you were to drop an elephant, if the rock accidentally...
If you were dropping joules?
Yeah. Well, if the rock dropped an elephant on you from 5,000 feet, it would drop on you with the force of roughly 100 speeding cars hitting you at once.
Well, I would not survive that, I don't think.
No, I don't think you're going to make it. And I don't think the elephant's going to.
You think I'm weak, Sybil?
I'm just saying, let's find out. Let's. This is my pitch for a sequel to Operation Dumbo Drop.
I love, let's hear.
Let's make it a documentary of us finding a terminally ill elephant or an elephant's corpse and dropping it on you from a height of 5,000 feet.
Dropping it on me?
Yeah.
You want to murder me?
Do you think you could handle it?
No, I think I would die. I don't think there's a chance for me.
All right, then I'm saying I don't think you could. I don't think anybody could.
Could I wear football stuff?
You could wear you could wear football stuff.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'd try it if I could wear shoulder pads.
Okay. It's a date. Now, the bird that is the best at carrying heavy stuff.
Rock?
Other than the rock.
Oh.
The one that we have, like, documented is a harpy eagle.
Hmm.
And it'll weigh 20 pounds, and it can carry about 20 pounds.
Oh, okay. One to one.
So we can estimate that the rock is going to have to be at least then 9,000 pounds.
Whoa.
If its wingspan scales up at a similar rate to its weight, it should have a wingspan of roughly 2,960 feet, about a half a mile.
Oh, so it's bigger than West Hill.
Yeah, the wingspan is. I would say, like, if it was just, like, sitting there,
oh, yeah,
it would probably just look about that size, maybe a little bit bigger. Now, that sort of comes to the end of my The Rock research. This giant, giant fucking...
Wait, do you think maybe you actually, from 9th to 12th grade, went to The Rock and didn't realize?
The whole time?
Yeah.
I mean, I hope not.
You were the prom king of The Rock?
It would have been very strange. I mean, maybe it's a transformer.
Oh.
Maybe it's a big stone transformer.
That's
been seen, yeah.
That's super cool. And you went to school in it. I mean, how many people could say that? I mean, my school was a building.
And it eats elephants.
I love this rock. You picked a great one.
Yeah. Does it live up to your image of it based on puzzles and kingdoms?
No. You know, it's not an especially strong empires and puzzles.
Empires and puzzles.
It's not an especially strong hero, and it's a bit dated in the power creep.
That's fair. Yeah, it's one that you'd probably come up with pretty early. It appears in a lot of games.
Yeah.
You can find it in most of your Final Fantasies, stuff like that.
Do you know, I got an Odette that makes all my characters spin and a dodge stuff.
Oh, sick. That sounds really
Yeah, it's super sick. I forgot for a second that other people listen to this. Ugh, that was embarrassing.
Do you have any more rock facts?
Number 4. What was an awful mistake fixed by season 3?
During its second season, the show was presented live.
Mm, okay, that's interesting.
Can you imagine?
I mean, I would tune in. That sounds like must-see TV.
I'm a garbage collector, and I'm fixing all the problems around town, and the audience is like, yeah! Interrupting him and shit.
Oh, hey, what's going on, Rick? Shit, fuck, Rock!
See, that would make me laugh. I would like to be in the live audience.
Number 5. Is Charles Dutton even acting at this point?
This show takes place in Baltimore, Maryland, Charles Dutton's actual hometown.
Okay, so this is semi-autobiographical.
Either that, or he's just not comfortable acting, and he's like, you need to call me Rock, and we need to shoot it in my hometown.
I mean, this is basically like if Charles S. Dutton got a Seinfeld.
Yeah, you know what? This was probably a development deal for his own. Yeah, this was his own thing, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
He's scary talented. I understand it.
He is. Yeah, I would. He could pull it off.
Number 6. Forget about Dre.
Never.
Well, wait till you hear. During the second season, Charles Dutton became concerned that children were writing fan letters to the character of drug lord Andre Thompson, played by Clifton Powell, saying that they wanted to be cool like him. In the third season, Thompson was portrayed as cruel and bitter to dissuade the children from liking him because they loved the drug lord.
What they should have done is reformed the drug lord.
No, there's no drug lord
selling drugs.
But it'd be, I like that. I like that they had to get around it another way.
Okay.
They're like, we really need a drug dealer on this show. Like, we're not changing that.
We just need him to be a piece of shit.
Yeah. See, kids, you don't want to be, like, kids probably liked him much better after that. No. All drug dealers are assholes. Famous ones.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, like,
no, I mean, like,
that I've bought drugs from have been actually very nice.
No, I'm saying, like, drug lords.
Yeah, that's
to be big in that business, I don't think you could be the nicest guy. So that was fact number six. We have three more left.
Wow. The Rock as a sitcom that needs to have a murderous drug lord in it for plot reasons, to me, sounds a little bit crazy. It sounds about as crazy as The Rock, but can it love?
A werewolf ate my dad, but it's not so bad. It might sound crazy, but can it love? Can it give me a kiss? Can it hold my hand? Would it say I love you? Does it understand? Does it know that I've never felt this way before? There's a full moon tonight. So romantic, and this might sound crazy, but can it love? Can it love?
What do you think? Can this big, beautiful bird fall in love with a little man like me?
Yeah, I don't see why the size would be a problem. I mean, it might recognize you and be like, wait, didn't you graduate in, like, 99? And
yeah, I'd be like, wait, are you my high school?
Are you my high school?
You look so different.
If I saw you talking to a giant bird asking it if it was your high school, that would be the greatest moment of my life.
Listeners, keep an eye out for me talking to a giant bird asking if it is my high school.
Can you draw that as the sketch for this episode?
Absolutely, I can do that.
Thank you. Shibble, you are an excellent artist. I wish I had that talent.
Believe in yourself, brother.
No, I'm just not an artist. My daughter is great. I mean, she's an excellent artist. It's just not for me.
Now, I'm going to say it can love. This big, beautiful bird can love.
It loves eating elephants.
Yeah, and you know, I just imagine, because flying must be what it feels like to be in love, you know? Like, to soar, to feel that freedom and warmth of the sun, that's what love feels like to me. And that's anything right. That can fly that great, I hope it can love.
Like a missile.
So what's your first date with this giant bird?
I'm gonna go to Spanish class in it.
No, I think, take it back.
No, I'm not really.
Because it doesn't date students.
Oh, okay. Well, it definitely
inappropriate.
Yeah, totally inappropriate. What I would do is I would like to go on a little trip to Sri Lanka. I've never been, and I know that, you know, people like to be on their home territory, and I think The Rock would be very comfortable showing me one of his haunts, you know, and I'd love to learn. You know, I like to learn about people or, you know, cryptids when I date them.
Fair enough. You know what I'd like to do? I'd take that bird, or I guess I'm going to have The Rock take care of transportation.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry I'm not picking you up, baby. Would you be able to pick me up with your giant talons?
Very, very gently.
Carefully? Yeah, maybe just I'll climb onto your talon. Is that too forward? First date, we're already holding talons.
Let me see your talons.
But yeah, I would say, let's go to the Red Sea, you know, some nice warm sea, or maybe the Caribbean.
No, I like the Red Sea. That's
because, you know, that way birds really love a nice bird bath. You know, I could maybe show off the bod.
Oh yeah. You're looking good. You're doing your pushups.
I'm trying. I've fallen out of the habit, but I've been getting back on the bike and that's been good.
That's just as good. Yeah.
So can this giant bird fuck?
That sounds crazy, but can it fuck?
I think it has, its cloaca is on fire and it's very horny.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we heard about the eggs.
Yeah.
So it can definitely reproduce sexually.
Yeah.
And I mean, once again, to be something so powerful, you know, I bet that feels really good for the old, like, sexual self-image. Do you know what I mean? To look around and know that, like, nothing could kill you. You can throw an elephant the 2 miles without it even being a big thing.
Yeah. Totally. I know that feeling. I have that feeling every time I have sex because I'm just surprised.
No, I just mean, like, to live a life that would already lend you such confidence.
Right.
That's got a crossover.
I'm sure it does.
Well, it's fight night.
Fight.
Welcome to Uncle Monster's Fight Night. In round one, we have The Rock versus 7'1", 400 and green pound, Prime Shaquille O'Neal.
That's a big Shaquille.
Yeah, it is. Large one.
But I'm going to say...
he needs the extra weight because the bird's the size of a high school.
Yeah, I'm going to say you're going to need a couple shacks on this one. Yeah. This is not a one shack job.
No.
I'm going to say you're going to need 60 unarmed shacks, 30 armed shacks.
That's an army. 90 shacks.
No, I'm going to say either 60 or 30.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, if you have that many, it's like planning to invade another country.
Yeah, jeez. Maybe 15 shacks if they have like modern cutting edge weapons, 30 if they have like
a knife,
like bows and arrows.
Oh, okay.
That's my vote.
I think it's one shack.
One shack. Wow. Okay. Give me the tale.
He says, "Hello, bird." And the bird is like, you know, wah, whatever. What does it say?
I believe it says,
I was wondering when that was coming back. So Shaq is going to pretend to be friends with the bird, but really Shaq loves elephants because he used to go to the circus and he saw how they treated them and he, you know, fell in love with them. So he's going to say, "May I go for a ride on you, Rock?" And Rock is going to be like, "What?" And Shaq's going to get on. And while he's on, he's going to, you know, climb on and kind of be like on the back of his neck, you know, like where you would have a saddle.
Yeah.
But he's going to reach around and he's going to rip his eyes out.
Okay. I mean, first...
well, puncture their eyes with his Shaq fists and then hold on as it crashed to the ground and then walk away.
I mean, that... okay, that's your vision.
That couldn't happen? What? That's not possible. Okay.
I'm going to say, first of all, the eyeball of the Rock is going to be roughly the size of a Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah, but it's going to be soft. You can still pierce it.
Well, it's going to blink, and then it's going to shake its head, and Shaq is going to go falling from the sky.
You don't know how fast Shaq is, do you? Or how powerful.
Okay.
Have you seen him like go against Yao Ming or David Robinson or anyone? I mean, come on.
I haven't seen him punch through a solid foot of meat with his bare hands.
Well, when he played against Robert Traylor, he came close. That was an NBA joke for anyone who cares.
Fight number two.
We have The Rock versus The Rick. It's The Rock versus Rick Astley.
Okay.
With wings the same size as The Rock and the ability to fly.
Okay. I'm going to put this one on The Rock.
How so?
Well, I'm going to say those talons and that beak are going to be very big advantages.
Yes.
And famously, Rick Astley has gained nothing from his internet fame.
Oh.
Not a penny of it. He didn't own the rights to the song.
Oh!
So... he's just, that's his life now.
Okay, so we have round three, The Rock versus The Stock. That's 10 CEOs of publicly traded companies.
Well, we all know that capitalism is the best system. And if those 10 successful men that are leading us into a brighter tomorrow.
You know, they earned
vision and their dedication,
hard work,
and their wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
10 of them together, I don't think there's anything they can't do.
No, you can't stop a billionaire in this country. That's true.
I mean, the courts certainly seem to be unable to do it.
Yeah, no, that's really what I'm saying. Like, they just do whatever they want. So Absolutely. Let's become one. Number four, we have The Rock versus H.J. Holmes, the serial killer who wants to give you manual release before killing you.
Okay. Does he? So his hotel is a lot less classy.
Yeah.
It's more of a by the hour kind of
thing. Yeah, it's got like a neon sign when some of the letters are out.
The traps are a lot less elaborate.
No, he still has the acid bath.
Well, okay. I'm going to say that skill set not going to be very useful against The Rock. Once again, very big bird.
Yeah. So H.J. Holmes is going to lose?
Yeah, I think H.J. Holmes is not going to take it.
Oh, my God. Have you been to the Chicago World's Fair? I'm afraid of H.J. Holmes. Number five, we have The Rock versus Chad's Boys. That's a generic 80s high school bully and his whole crew.
Okay, I thought it was going to be like a new right-wing group that I hadn't heard of yet.
No. It sounds like one, though, because Chad is an internet thing now. Like, I'm a Chad, I learned.
Very much so.
Thank you.
Now, okay, so Chad and his boys.
Right. But you gotta, like, each one is a specific character from, like, the
80s. Yeah, like one's sipping from a big soda.
Yeah.
The other one's like, yeah, yep. Chad, yep. He's gonna fuck you up.
Exactly.
Okay.
Also, there's one called Belch, like in It.
Okay. I cannot belch on command.
So nor can I, and it's gross.
So, yeah, I'm going to say, boy, The Rock is going to have a field day taking out these little twerps.
Especially because they go to him.
Yeah, big mistake.
Number six, we have The Rock versus Monkey Brewster, which is a terribly violent chimp with an oversized bosom.
Okay, like Salail Moonfry.
Not like her. Like, this is Monkey Brewster. It's like a chimp, but it's got big breasts.
Okay. No, just a coincidence.
Yeah. It happens to have big breasts.
Yeah. And they have that name.
That's its name. I can't
change it. That's its name. I mean, that's the name that it came with. That's Monkey Brewster. So... I'm going to, you know, even with some chimp strength and those distractingly large mams. Oh, my God. Have you seen the milkers on that chimp? Hachi machi on this Monkey Brewster. I'm going to put this one on The Rock.
We've got The Rock versus Wind. Angry, sentient wind.
Okay. So maybe that would be kind of in Dungeons & Dragons terms.
Okay.
Since you came out with your Empires and Puzzles.
Yes, I did.
I'll talk a little bit about how I would think of that prompt in terms of Dungeons & Dragons.
Awesome.
The sentient wind would obviously be a high-level air elemental. By high level, I obviously mean high hit die.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say it will have abilities that will allow it to tamper with the Rock's natural flight. I believe the Rock's flying ability is not magical, but is in fact natural.
Mm.
And because of that, wind affecting spells will greatly hamper its movement. And once you get the Rock on the ground, he's losing a lot of speed. His ground game is not going to be as strong. I think your large air elemental will take it.
So the wind takes it. And last but not least, we have The Rock versus Spawn Wayne Gacy. That's if the serial killer had joined the Manson family at Spawn Ranch.
Oh, okay. Not if he had been drawn by Todd McFarlane.
No, not Spawn Wayne Gacy. This is Spawn Wayne Gacy. Spawn... It's also not Warren Spawn, the pitcher from the 60s.
Okay. Okay, the Manson family and John Wayne Gacy, that sounds like double trouble.
How crazy would that conversation be?
Oh my God, to be a fly on the wall.
Oh my God.
Unfortunately, neither of us have a John Wayne Gacy or a Manson impression ready to go in the back pocket. So listeners, you have to imagine.
How do you know what I have?
Why don't you enter your mind palace? I'm not going to play the button.
I thought you were. I saw your finger moving.
No, I have my finger on the button.
I thought so.
I'm going to put this one on the rock. I feel like they don't have the firepower. They still only have that one gun.
Well, that was fight night.
That was Shaquille. Do you have any more?
Layla presents Rock Fan.
I don't have any, but ask Ethan.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was just a question for the room.
Oh, Shaq was, he just, you know, Shaq. Number 7.
It's not all about you, Shaq.
Yeah, seriously. He gets like that on the show sometimes. And so does Uncle Monster, to be honest.
It's true. They love to big time us.
Yeah.
Number 7, scorching the ratings.
What do you think the ratings were like? Out of 100? I'm not going to say great or terrible.
I mean, they made it to 3 seasons. It couldn't have been all bad.
That's one of the clues. So out of 124 shows, where did they rank after 3 seasons?
After 3 seasons, yep. I'm going to say mid-60s.
117th.
Okay, well, that's too bad. I guess that audience really dropped off.
When they took the drug dealer out and they stopped watching.
Yeah, once the kids stopped having their favorite drug dealer on the show.
Their favorite drug dealer.
And it wasn't being performed live anymore. That was half of the excitement. Every week I'd tune in and see if anybody would flub on Rock.
Can you imagine Rock coming out like, oh, Dad's home. And he comes out and everyone has to pretend they're excited like it's Carl Winslow.
Yeah, but it's Rock.
Yeah, it's just Charles Dutton. All right.
Number 8, the Andre arc.
Because I know you want to hear about the drug dealer.
Yes, tell me more about Dre. I forgot about Dre. I'm not supposed to.
No, I know, but you did. Central problem in town was the arrival of a powerful drug lord named Andre, whose efforts throughout the community were met with counter movements from Rock and others. This began a brief showdown at Rock's home in which an angered Rock grabbed a hold of Andre the drug dealer and warned that his actions would not go unchallenged. This gave rise to several new characters, including a vigilante named Ronnie, played by Tone Loke, and Calvin, a co-worker played by Heavy D.
Okay.
Andre was then shot on screen by an unseen assailant. Well, Rock became a suspect. How did they cancel this? Rock became a suspect, was exonerated afterwards, and the shooter was revealed to be Calvin. That's heavy. That's fucking Heavy D.
It was Heavy D did it?
Heavy D killed the drug dealer. Oh my God.
Uptown Records, Heavy D?
Uptown Records, exactly. Black coffee, no sugar, no cream. That's the kind of girl I like down with my team. As Calvin began his prison sentence, that's, of course, Heavy D.
Yeah.
Rock and Eleanor agreed to raise Calvin's teenage daughter, Lighter D. Once recovered, Andre, the drug lord, was eventually confronted by Joey, Ronnie, and several of their friends about his continued degradation of the community. After expressing a measure of respect towards Rock, Andre began his steps toward reformation.
Hey, there we go.
There, that's what you wanted.
He's turning it around because he respects Rock.
That's why the drug dealer was like, you know, this garbage. You know what?
Look at this stand-up guy.
Yeah.
This is just stand-up guy. Why can't I be like that guy? Maybe I could be a garbage man.
There's nothing wrong. They make a lot of money, in fact.
Instead of putting garbage into my community, I'll be taking it out.
Ooh, snap. I like that, Chevel. I do. I smell it.
Ethan, I can tell that you're quaking in your boots.
I'm frightened. I mean, I'm white. I mean, I'm always white, but I'm more of a paper tone right now because I am frightened of this giant bird. And I need you to tell me, so I'll be able to sleep tonight, is real?
Is real?
Shake it, Bavakasha!
Hey! still.
Oh, getting worse.
Every episode.
Yeah, it gets much worse every episode. I feel guilty.
Worse. No, we seriously, for our own mental health, do need to consider changing this.
Maybe we...
If I come up with a really great bumper for the next episode.
Let me try to replace that with something. Well, we'll both do it. We'll both... You know what? Let's both present one next episode.
Okay. It's a deal.
All right. Excellent.
Oh, wait. No. Next episode, listeners, we're going to be having a special guest. Merritt K is going to be on the show, tentatively scheduled. I'll be confirming this afternoon.
Merritt can decide which one she likes better.
We can certainly... That's not a bad... I'll ask if she'd be comfortable with
it. Okay. That's good enough for me.
Well,
did you tell her you went to Rock from 9 to 12?
I only realized it today.
Oh, okay.
I'll mention it in the confirmation email.
Gotcha.
Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing about this giant bird that the government of Ethiopia says is real. And also the Bible of Ethiopia says is real.
Well, then is real.
So those are two great sources. Great. Now, there's also... There are several extinct avian megafauna that could have maybe inspired stories of the rock. For instance, there's the Malagasy crowned eagle, which was the largest bird in Madagascar. It went extinct in the 1500s. There's also something called the elephant bird that went extinct around the year 1000 that stood about 10 feet tall.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's big bird height.
They had eggs that weighed 23 pounds and were a foot and a half long. So there certainly were some big fucking birds that somebody might have said, man, that bird was as big as a mountain. And then somebody like translated that across three languages and said, that guy thinks that there's a bird that's as big as a mountain.
Or there was just a dumb guy and the guy goes, there's as big as a mountain. And the guy's like, I believe you.
Yeah, I'm taking that literally. So... Is there a rock? I think if there was a rock, it would be extinct by now.
Okay.
I mean, people love shooting birds. They're so vulnerable in the air to being shot. And one that big would certainly be picked up by some form of radar.
I mean, that's a saying. You know, that's as easy as shooting birds in the air.
Yeah, that's the place where people love to shoot birds.
Yeah.
It's as easy as shooting birds in the air.
Fish in a barrel, birds in the air. That's what my uncle always says.
And is that the red light from Uncle Monster?
It sure is, because it's me.
Hi, Uncle. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good.
I like
how
that.
How are you?
You sound great, honestly.
Thank you.
Tell me something, Uncle. I have a problem where between episodes, I don't know what to do with myself. And I know you have excellent suggestions on what to do. Can you give me one?
You should watch a movie.
Oh, good idea, but which one?
You should watch the feature-length film called Mikey. It's about a little boy who kills his entire family. And then he does it again.
With a new family or the same family?
No, it's a new family. And then the movie's over.
So it's a comedy.
I mean, it has its moments of levity, but it makes you really think, boy, I should never adopt.
No, people, that is not true.
the official message of Uncle Monster this week.
What if we did that at the beginning of every episode? We just say, and remember, from Uncle Monster, don't adopt.
Never adopt. It could be a Mikey situation.
Oh, that's funny. Never adopt should be one of our things.
And is that Uncle Monster too?
Hi, Shibble, how are you?
Oh, brother, I'm hanging in there.
Hey, but guess what?
What? Tell me, I can't guess.
Never adopt.
No, that's the official message of the show. Orphans should stay in orphanages.
You know what you should do instead of adopting?
I should watch a movie?
Yes, that's what you should do. Want to know which one?
Yes, tell me, please.
If your cousin Randy really knows about warranties, you should check out the feature-length motion picture, Honey Talks. It's a raucous buddy comedy starring Candyman and the inimitable Chris Tucker. Two hooks up, but don't take my word for it, LeVar.
Honey Talks.
Yeah, that it was not a great one today.
I mean, we all, of course, remember the classic Charlie Sheen, Chris Tucker two-hander Money Talks.
Oh, you did get it. Okay, good. Oh, no, I said Chris Tucker, yeah.
Yeah, that helped me out a lot.
Yeah, yeah, Honey Talks, that wouldn't have gotten you by itself?
I don't think I would have gotten there. Chris Tucker was the key that unlocked the door in my mind palace. Listeners, thank you so much for tuning in this week. Thank you for writing into that mailbag. Get your very own bumper. You can write in at UncleMonsterPodcast@gmail.com.
Or you could write in at Patreon.
Yes. You can certainly mention us on our Patreon, where you can find us at UncleMonster6. You can also find us on YouTube, where we've got a bunch of fun new videos.
I love our YouTube. I seriously love it. I love it like 10% as much as the podcast, because I super love the podcast. But that 10% is a lot.
Ethan is very passionate about the YouTube. Watch him come alive as we disrespect freaks.
that really gets me going.
Yeah, you can find us on there at Uncle Monster Podcast. You can also find us on Blue Sky at Uncle Monster Podcast. BeastGuy.social. Mm-hmm. And on Instagram at Uncle Monster 6. And thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.
Don't get spooked.